Hello. Sorry there was no update last week. I'm afraid that I just got back home after the food and drink finale on St. Peter Street and I got straight into my bed and there I slept for about 12 hours. So I'm afraid there was no update this week. So I'll take the opportunity this week to say some thank yous for our brilliant coverage of the Food and Drink Awards that we had over the course of the week before last. Firstly, to Sunday. What an amazing day it was in the autumn sunshine on St. Peter Street. I spent an awful lot of Sunday when I wasn't faffing around trying to organise an OB, listening to us talking to all the local food producers, pubs, restaurants, brewers, and to people who'd come along for the day, just thinking how wonderful we sounded and how brilliantly we managed to cover the event. The number of people who came up to us and recognised us and told us how much they enjoy listening continues to utterly delight me. That pride was reinforced the following evening when we broadcast live from Sopwell House covering the Food and Drink Awards. So there's a very long list of herograms for this week for all our involvement with the Food and Drink Festival. Thank you very much to Clive Glover for the organisation and sorting out the logistics, Peter Glover for doing the social media and editing, Mandy McNeil for her brilliant newfound skills as an awards ceremony compere, Paul Anderson, again, for the loan and use of the radio car and all that ancillary other kit. Richard Hayes for helping out with editing and getting Myriad sorted. Mark Bilsby for helping hump kit around and plugging everything up. Nick Hazel for basically doing a bit of everything. Dave Neal for being the calmest, most level-headed techie in the entire world. And thanks also to our on-air presenters of Kevy, Richard Edwards, Ruth Ferenga, Denise Parsons, Amanda Yorworth, Pat Newland, and Emma Lovell, who kept the events flowing smoothly for our listeners who weren't able to make it to the events. We also have to thank most sincerely Denise Parsons and Johnny Seabrook. They worked all day on Sunday on the various food and music stages. They were on their feet for at least 6 or 7 hours, raising money for us in the process. Thank you so much, guys. It really is hugely appreciated. You should know that after the event, we received an email from a delighted Helen Burridge. You'll know that she's the events coordinator for St Albans District Council. She was congratulating us and thanking us for being so great to work with. And if that wasn't enough, our own annual event, the Food and Drink Quiz, so brilliantly organised by Ian Rogers, Sylvia Fountain, and Mandy McNeil, was another complete triumph, raising over £500 for us and for Head Start as well. Thank you so much for this wonderful contribution. In all, we've got an enormous amount to be proud of the way we covered the Food and Drink Festival, and I am at this moment so completely bursting with pride about everything we did together. So if you're involved in any way, and if I haven't mentioned your name, thank you so much for your help. Now, the OB season continues apace. Our next is 2 weeks' time, the 22nd of October. It's a Saturday when we're once again the guests of Aylett Nurseries for their annual Apple Day, and also the week after at the Maltings Shopping Centre for another promotional appearance supporting their Halloween event. Looking further ahead, it's nearly the season for Christmas light switch-ons, and there's exciting news this year. Not only are we doing the normal event on St Peter Street, but we'll also be at the events for Welwyn Garden City and Hatfield as well. You are more than welcome to come down and help us at any of these events. I can't promise that everyone will get to go on air, and there's a lot of unglamorous jobs associated with doing these events because they're an awful lot of hard work, but when they go as well as the food and drink events did, they reflect on us so well and they reflect so well on our cause as well. Get in touch with me or Clive if you'd like to come and help. I must also say a quick thank you to Kerry, who's once again been right ringing the sales bell. There's the Aylett Nurseries event, of course, and there's also a new advertiser in the shape of St Albans District Credit Union, which is going to be on air soon. Well done as well to Nick and to Kerry for completing the Hearts 10K this morning, raising in the process, I think, up to about £400 for Rennie Grove Hospice Care, which is one of our community partners. Thank you so much, guys. Really, I'm extremely proud right now. Once again, thanks very much for listening to this, and I do hope that you have a fantastic week.